Playing high school football is a rite of passage for many American teens. In Southern California, the game has taught one sophomore and his teammates that in life, there are all kinds of victories. Gloria Hillard brings us the story from the small town of Acton.
It's afternoon practice for Vasquez High's junior varsity football team. A high desert wind somersaults a discarded paper plate across the line of scrimmage just before it becomes a pile of white jersey and purple helmets.
Oh, you're offside.
The players dust themselves off and line up for the next play. At center is Taylor Howell, a lean 15-year-old. His quarterback is a few yards behind him in shotgun formation.
Down! Set! Hot! Good.
That good from the quarterback is valuable information for Taylor. It means his aim was dead on. Taylor, the team's center, is blind.
You know, breaking out of the huddle, you know, after he calls the play, you know, it's up to my guards to get me up to the line of scrimmage, make sure that I know where the ball is.
Down! Set! Hut!
Quarterback Brian McCauley takes it from there.
On the field, the tackles tell him what to do, and like if he has a question, he comes to me, and I make sure he's straight so he doesn't snap the ball crooked.
Head coach Tim Jorgensen says initially he played Taylor as center just for extra point.
Because that's somewhat of a protected position. You can't hit him because their heads are down, and he's an excellent snapper. And about a couple of games in, the coach says, well, he wants to play regular. And I said, put him in there.
Ready? Get a drink. Get back.
During the water break, Taylor takes off his helmet. He has short, light brown hair and a no-nonsense demeanor. But when I ask him about the practice, if he took any hits, his face lights up.
I've taken a few hard ones. You know, it happens. It's part of football.
You take the hits as they come, Taylor says, something he learned at a very young age. He was just a toddler when he was diagnosed with cancer. After a year of radiation and chemotherapy, he lost both of his eyes.
We've never discouraged him from doing anything he's wanted to do.
Taylor's mom, Jennifer Odekirk, says her son learned the alphabet in Braille when he was just in preschool.
He's always been a little ahead of his time, which has been amazing. He is a daily inspiration for me.
Teammate Hector Hernandez remembers when Taylor told him he was going to try out for football.
And, like, I didn't think he would actually do it, but, like, he's pretty tough. Like, he gets banged up every day, and he's, like, he's just still hanging in there.
The players don't cut their center any slack, but they're watching out for him all the time, whether it's a gentle tug on his jersey or verbal cues, a step forward, a little to the right.
Ready!
It's more than 2 hours into practice. The sun is setting behind the hills, and those white jerseys are more a shade of dirt and grass now. Taylor says he plans to try out for varsity next year and has talked to Coach Jorgensen about playing college ball.
And I'm realistic with him. I said, well, you know, you're going to grow. And as you get strong and you got to lift weights and we need to get your strength up. And as we get into that, we'll see. We'll take it one step at a time, 1 year at a time.
That's good enough for Taylor. For now, he's focused on winning the next game.
That's a feeling you can't describe, you know, after you come off the field knowing that you helped your team just win or, you know.
After the dust settles, a tall guard with wide shoulders gently guides his center back to the offensive line. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.